This episode is brought to you by Iams Pet Food. When you choose Iams dry dog or cat food, you can see a difference in your pet with your own eyes. Healthy energy in 5 days, healthy digestion in 10 days, and healthy skin and coat in just 25 days. Satisfaction for you and them. Guaranteed or your money back. Feed Iams dry dog or cat food and see a visible difference. Visit Iams.com/difference to learn more.
It is Amber Ian on ESPN Radio on the road, presented by Progressive Insurance. It is Thursday Night Football. I'm excited. I always enjoy Thursday Night Football, in part because the pregame show, which is on right now, I like it, Ian, because it looks like the four people on it have dressed for four different events. Like, one, like Ryan Fitzpatrick always looks like he's going to a Jimmy Buffett concert. Gonzalez looks like he's going to the club. Andrew, what's his name, the offensive lineman, he always looks like he's like a – yeah, he looks like he's 15 and his mom made him put on a jacket. And then Richard Sherman looks like $1 million. And I loved it. Like, the four of them, it looks like they were going – thought they were in four different places when they decided to do this.
And Clarissa Thompson looks like she's going to a wedding. So there you go.
Well, she's wonderful. Yeah. She's one. Yeah, she's great. There you go. And speaking of great, Anita Marks is ESPN Bet analyst. Anita, besides focusing on these guys' wardrobes, which I always enjoy, what should I be focusing on tonight if I'm from a gambling perspective in Vikings-Rams?
Yeah, listen, I like this Vikings team. The line is 3. I always – if it's 3, I'm going to spend a little extra money and I'm going to buy the hook. What does that mean? So if you're going to play the Vikings minus 2.5, you're laying $125 to win $100. I just, a few things. Number one, there's no such thing as home field advantage when it comes to SoFi Stadium. I've been there. I mean, you know, the visiting team travels more and better than any hometown fans that the Rams have there. That's number one. I think this is a must bounce back spot for the Minnesota Vikings. I was hoping that they would have TJ Hockenson, but of course, that's not the case. But still without him, this is a team that averages 28 points a game. But at the end of the day, and I know you gentlemen have heard this time and time, it's one in the trenches. And this is a horrible offensive line for the Rams. 31st in the league in pass blocking. Meanwhile, for the Vikings, I know the big storyline has been Sam Darnold and how great he's looked. And, you know, he's not eligible for the Comeback Player of the Year award. But boy, does he deserve it. But this is about this Vikings defense and Brian Flores. Second in blitz rate. First in pressure rate, they're going to get after Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford has thrown a ton of interceptions this season. I'm looking at one, maybe two. This is a Vikings team. They've got 11 interceptions on the season. I think the defense comes through in a big way for them. I like the Vikings. Like I said, I'll buy the half point down. I like the Vikings minus 2.5.
Anita, you and I have always talked about this. Never get beaten by that little half point, right? And if you can get
there, you
it
go.
From 3, yeah, I mean, don't, as a former bookie, okay, you never want to get beaten by the hook, right? Ever.
Never, never.
What about
I'll spend a little extra coin to win.
Absolutely, every time.
I don't want to kiss my sister. I love my sister.
1,000,000.
I don't want to kiss her. I want to hug her to death. I don't want to kiss her.
1,000,000%. What about a Justin Jefferson anytime touchdown? Is that worth the wager tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a ton of prop bets for you. And this is what's fun about Thursday night, right? Like, you might not be thrilled about this matchup. Let's be honest. The Rams this week, a lot of talk about who they're going to trade. Is it Stafford? Is it Cooper Kupp? But you could really get into a game by playing some prop bets and see if they hit. Justin Jefferson, anytime touchdown. He's got 5 touchdowns in his last 5 road starts. The Rams have given up 10 receiving touchdowns to opposing wide receivers. Some other prop bets out there, Aaron Jones. I know folks are worried about his hamstring, but dude broke off one for 35 yards and scored a touchdown last week. He's got 93, if not more, rushing yards in 4 of his last 5 games. And one thing you cannot do against the Minnesota Vikings is stack the box. So Aaron Jones over his rushing total. I like Jordan Addison, longest reception, and that's at 19.5 because so much attention is on Justin Jefferson, and Addison is the speedster. He's the burner. So he's got like 25-plus yards receptions each and every game, his last 3 games. Like I said, I'm gonna wager that Matthew Stafford throws an interception. It's what he's done this season, and Minnesota has 11. And then, of course, Cooper Kupp is back. And Cooper Kupp, instant offense for them, right? Let's not forget, in the season opener, gentlemen, he was targeted 21 times and he caught 14 passes. So I think he's going to be peppered. So over receptions, over receiving yards for Cooper Kupp. So I'm going to go bananas with the prop market.
All right. So unlike Ian, who just admitted to illegal behavior on the show with saying he was a bookie at one point.
Was.
I'm
25
going to call
years ago.
Statute of limitations on crimes doesn't necessarily run out that quickly. Let's say I only have money for one of these. And I got – last time I was on with you, you told me Wandell over yards. I bet a cool $40 and won. So I just have one bet tonight, Anita. I got $45. Where am I putting it?
Yeah, I Justin Jefferson, anytime touchdown. Another thing that I like to do is I like the anytime touchdown and a win, and that comes with plus money. So that could be a fun one for you. Justin Jefferson, anytime touchdown, and the Minnesota Vikings just with a straight-up win. And I think you could get that at like plus 135 on ESPN Bet.
All right, well, let's go to World Series Game 1 tomorrow night right here on ESPN Radio. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific out in L.A. What do you like Game 1 in the World Series?
Yeah, I like – so a few things. I like the Dodgers in Game 1. I'll play the Dodgers on the money line. Home field advantage, I think, is going to be everything in the series. I wouldn't be surprised if this goes 7. Love Gerrit Cole, but two things that don't match well. Number one, the Dodgers don't chase. You don't get a lot of strikeouts with them. And number two, they don't walk. So I think Gerrit Cole, I think this lineup does not bode well for Gerrit Cole. Meanwhile, for Flaherty, dude just throws strikes. And you've got Aaron Judge, who's only batting 161 in the postseason. So I like the Dodgers at home on the money line. In regard to the series, I think the Dodgers win. At the end of the day, it comes down to pitching when you get into the postseason. And Cole, Rodon, Schmidt, all of them, ERAs above 330. And opponent's batting averages above 250. So I just think the pitching for the Dodgers, for the Yankees, doesn't match what the Dodgers are going to be bringing to the table. Both their bullpens, I think, are equal. And then when you look at their lineup, the Dodgers, best offense in October, collectively, 268. So I just think all the boxes check for the Dodgers. My favorite futures bet, prop bet, is Gleyber Torres having the most hits. Guys, this was 25-1 2 days ago. It's now dropped to 5-1.
What?
I got it at 25-1. He's in the leadoff spot. He's got 11 hits so far in the postseason, 9 runs in the postseason. He was hot in September, batting .333. In October, he was batting .297. Gleyber Torres, most hits of anyone in this series. And again, it's at 5-1. I'm sorry that I wasn't on earlier with you guys and
all right,
listeners.
I was going to say,
it's Ian's fault.
But
5-1
isn't shabby.
You've given me now Wandell Robinson, the Justin Jefferson. I'm going to take Gleyber Torres. Can I give you one just to keep in the
go
back
ahead
of your mind?
Yeah,
as like my
yours,
gift
man
to
I'm
you? Okay.
Ahead.
I just was looking on ESPN Bet earlier today. Kentucky basketball is 30-1. Now, wait a minute. Listen to this, Ian. You're going to be shocked at this. They're 30-1 to win the SEC. Not the national championship. The SEC. 30-1. That,
run,
Anita,
don't
I
walk,
want you.
Baby. Run,
30
run,
to
don't
1.
Walk.
Come on. You don't run, tell me don't 30 times we're going to win once in college basketball. It's Kentucky, Anita.
It is Kentucky. They know how to recruit. As I like to say, run, don't walk, baby. Run, don't walk. Get to that.
I love it. That's Anita Marks, ESPN Bet.
Favor. Do not play Kentucky
30-1.
Nope. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Ain't gonna
31.
Happen.
They're good. They won by they won by 71 points last night. 71. Anita Marks, ESPN Bet analyst. Thank you very much for your time.
Enjoy the game tonight, gentlemen.
See you.
30 to. 31. Nope. Ian, Kentucky should never be 30-1 to win the SEC, not the NCAA, the SEC.
I get it. Nope. Nope. Nope.
All
right. And nope.
James, please keep this tape, okay? Just so that it's there, when this hits and you are not able to buy a first edition copy of Catcher in the Rye because you didn't bet on this, you can be sorry.
Holden Caulfield would laugh at you right now for saying
30-1.
Yeah, to bet on Kentucky to win the SEC, even at 30-1.
Brandon, not football, basketball. Brandon Aubrey. Brandon Aubrey, the kicker for Dallas, had jury duty this week. Should he skip out on it?
Hell yeah.
He says he's going. He says he's going. He, like Hulk Hogan, is a real American and will fight for the right of every man by going to jury duty, should he? That's next here on Amber and Ian.
In college football, a solid defensive line protects the end zone. And when it comes to fire safety, quality smoke alarms can help you protect your home. That's where Kidde comes in. Their alarms detect smoke over 25% faster, so you can react when seconds count. Plus, they're quick and easy to install, so you can help protect your home turf and get back to watching your team. Defend your game time with Kidde and the Home Depot. How doers get more done. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition products.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fade away jumper from the left wing, hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It is Amber and Ian here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. It's 888-729-3776. Right now, the NFL game, Vikings-Rams, about to start. Old Dominion leads Georgia Southern 20-7, and then Pitt leads Syracuse 17-0. The NBA is going on. You got a little Wimby action on TV. Celtics continuing their start to the season. Crush the Knicks. They lead at halftime. All right, so, Ian, quickly, you tell me you wanted to talk about, as always, Dallas. So you wanted to talk about the kicker.
Stop it. Stop it. And it's not always Dallas. Is a national story where the Cowboys kicker, Brandon Aubrey, who's a Pro Bowl kicker, has been summoned to do jury duty. Now, we don't know what the case is. We have no idea. But he has already told the team he is going to do his civic duty and serve on the jury.
Good.
If he's selected, he's going to do his, civic duty. Now, I have gotten out of jury duty by saying
it's embarrassing.
It really is.
You think you're more important than Brandon Aubrey?
No, not at all.
And yet you think your time is more valuable than Brandon Aubrey's?
I really don't like you at all. Bottom line is this, right? So, but I didn't mean to get out of it. It was just the question that was posed, right, where they said, do you have any relatives that happen to be in law enforcement or in government?
And I said, but that's not getting out of it. That's not getting out of it.
Because my dad was an appellate court judge, right?
But that's not getting out of it. That's called the voir dire process. That's a natural.
All right, so for people who don't know, stop. Matt Jones is also an attorney. So if you really wanted another reason not to like him, there you go.
Well, I used to be an attorney. I don't practice anymore. But, so first of all, those of you not from the South heard me say voir dire, and you're like, what's that? Because most people say voir dire.
Voir dire.
But we Southerners say Vore Dyer. And so
my cousin Vinny right there.
Yes. The Vore Dyer process, that's what happened. You were asked a question. Generally speaking, if you have a close family member that's in the law, legal profession or law enforcement, they'll try to get you off the jury. Can't always happen. But you wanted
I was punted.
To serve.
I mean, I was punted. Gone. Bam.
But you wanted to serve, right?
I did. I was there. Yeah. I mean, I showed up.
That doesn't mean you wanted to be there.
I didn't
did you want to,
but I was willing to.
James, have you served jury duty?
I haven't served on a jury, but okay. I have been called in and had to sit around and wait.
I would strike you as an attorney, especially because you look. No, I mean, I'm just being honest with you. If I was an attorney, though, I would strike you. For people who don't know, he has a beard. He looks like a 35-year-old ZZ Top member.
But
if I saw you,
my gosh, he does look like ZZ Top. You're right.
No, I mean, you're the nicest guy in the world, but I wouldn't know that if I was a lawyer. And if I saw you, I would say, this guy could be an anarchist. He could be a January 6th-er, and I don't know what he is. And so I don't know that I can have him on my jury. That's what I would do. James, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's completely fair.
You do look like a member of ZZ Top, though, James. I've never thought of that. You could easily be a member of ZZ Top.
Well, I can't play an instrument, so
that's part of it. So what? So what happened when you went? If you didn't get on the jury?
Yeah. So I was having a bad time. My grandma just died. We just had our third son, who turned out to be very difficult. I worked a night shift until like 1 or 2 in the morning, had to be there at 8. I was tired. I go there. I was sitting there for an hour, had to go to the bathroom. The bathroom on that floor was broken. So then I had to go down the elevator like 2 floors to go to a bathroom. When I came back up, they were doing their presentation. So I like grabbed a coffee and I went back to my seat, and the security guard came up to me. He's like, "You can't drink that there." And I looked to my left, and there were people with coffees to my left. And I looked to my right, and there were people with coffees to my right. And I said, "Really?" And he's like, "Yeah, go back." And so I went back, and I was standing there. I was just going to drink a little bit of coffee. He's like, "No, you got to go sit down." I'm like, "All right." So I looked him in the eye and dropped a full cup of coffee into the garbage can. And he said, "If you don't go back now, I'm going to hold you in contempt." And then I went.
So so it sounds like you were – being difficult.
I wasn't
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why I would cut you. I would look at you and go, "This man could do anything." Like you don't. And as a lawyer, I want someone that is going to be predictable, and you are unpredictable. Ian, I would cut you because I would be worried that you would talk through the case, and so I would probably cut you as well.
And believe me, Matt, you would be my first strike if I were an attorney.
Oh, they would never let a lawyer. Like, lawyers would never let another lawyer be on. But I want to give a little secret to people. When you want to get out of jury duty, okay, here's where everybody makes their mistake. Everybody thinks that their story matters. Nobody's story matters. The judge has heard all of the stories. You're not getting off for your story unless maybe if you're an emergency room doctor or like a policeman. Secondly, the easiest way is just to freak people out. Okay? The lawyers don't want to deal with people that they don't know what they're like. So like James, grow a beard. Right? Like Ian, be a little like twitchy off. And you don't know what's going to happen. That's how you get off jury duty.
Did you just describe me as twitchy?
Yeah, you're like, you move around a lot. You're kind of
all
over the place.
During the show, yeah. I do, yeah. But twitchy? Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. Just like, I don't know, what do you want me to say? Like, you move around a lot. Your arms are moving around. You're rocking. And
I'm like Nick Saban. I talk with my hands a lot. I do.
If I saw you on a jury like that, I would go, this is a person who is not going to listen to the evidence. They're going to kind of think they already know what happened. And whether that's true or not, that's what they're going to think, and that's why they're going
to
cut you.
So, if you're Brandon Aubrey, kicker, Dallas Cowboys, do you respect the ever-loving hell out of him for doing his civic duty? Or is, if you're a Cowboy fan, are you going, wait a minute, what the hell are you doing? Are you missing kickoff on Sunday?
Well, first of all, they don't have court on Sunday, so he should be all right. I respect him completely for doing it.
Do not get into semantics with me right now, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, it could be Monday, like Monday Night Football or something. I do respect him because people think they're too good for jury duty. The whole principle of the American judicial system is that you are judged by a jury of your peers, which includes all forms of society. And if people get out of it because they, quote, work and have an important job, in quotation marks, then you're not really getting a true representation of
society. Is a kicker an important job in the NFL, quote, end quote?
No, but I do think athletes, they are a part of society, and so they should be amongst the jury. They should be amongst the jury pool.
What is your best advice, again, for people
Seem crazy. If you seem crazy.
I didn't even have to finish the question. Just went ahead and jumped in. Go ahead.
No, listen, I'm just telling you, as someone who's been on, as someone who's been an attorney who has been part of a group of people to choose a jury, here's what we get. This is just some knowledge for people. We get a card that has your name, your age, where you're from, what your job is, etc. That's all we know about.
You have all that background knowledge.
We have all of that information at the beginning. We can do more research, but most people don't unless it's a multi-million dollar case. So we have that information. So we judge We initially judge you on that, and then you get asked some questions. And what we want, whether you're prosecution, defense, plaintiff, whatever, you want predictability. So if I see somebody and they're weird, I'm like, get out, because I need predictability on the jury.
What was the best strike you ever had as an attorney on a juror? And
there
why?
Was a guy, I can tell you exactly what it was. We were down to 15. We had to pick 13 because you have an alternate. And we had one more person to strike. And one of the people left had on an Ozzy Osbourne t-shirt.
Oh,
and I thought to myself, not only does someone that have an Ozzy Osbourne t-shirt, they could be weird. Secondly, he decided to wear that to court. That was what he decided was the best representation of who he was. I don't want an Ozzy Osbourne fan deciding this multi-million dollar
case. I love Ozzy Osbourne.
So please. No, I just don't. I like Ozzy too, but I don't want him deciding a patent case.
You struck a juror on a t-shirt.
Ozzy Osbourne was strikeable. Amber Nian, next.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPNPOD for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/ESPNPOD and use code ESPNPOD at checkout.
We do have a bet to your hands bleed out there tonight. Over 62 points. We bought the hook on Syracuse and Pittsburgh. Right now, Pitt leads Syracuse 24-0, 12:25 to go in the second quarter. I was just told in my ear from my producer, James Steele, no need for updates, but I'm doing it anyway. First and goal for the Rams right now, 7:29 to go in the first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. Josh Oliver with a touchdown. Don't know, never heard of. Never seen Josh Oliver play a down in my life, even though I know he went to San Jose State. That's all I've got for you. With Matt Jones, who's kicking back on me, and Fitzsimmons, you're on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Earlier today, had a chance to sit down with Alex Mattison of the Las Vegas Raiders. Played his college ball at Boise State. Let's start with a little college football. A little trivia. When was the last time, Alex, that a running back won the Heisman Trophy, because there's a Bronco at Boise State that is leading Heisman Trophy when votes, opinions, you name it. When was the last time a running back won the Heisman?
I think it was it 2015? Maybe.
You're close. Derrick Henry. You got the name right. 14. Yes, sir.
14.
You are spot on. What is it about the lack of appreciation for a running back in this day and age in modern football when you obviously always need one?
Yeah, I have no idea. Honestly, it's one of those things that just like fuel to the fire for us backs. Definitely one of those things we want to make sure that we do our part as a whole. I spoke to a couple of different backs and, you know, got some good guys around the league that I've been able to play with. And we all just want to make sure we try and do our best to bring that value back, because it's crazy. You see some of the things that backs are doing, and we have to do a lot of different things out the backfield, catching, running, protecting the quarterback. And you just hate to see the value of it just be where it's at. But I mean, like you said, you see Aston Jente going out there on the field, and he's definitely one of those guys that's bringing the value back to the running back position.
Go ahead. Heisman voters are listening right now.
Man, he's just one of a kind when it comes down to the way that he runs the football. You look at his contact balance and his build. He's explosive. He has a breakaway speed, his strength, just everything that you would want in a football player. In itself, but of course, you know, at the running back position, he's just phenomenal, and he's the lead back, as you can see, in the nation, and he's definitely, in my opinion, the Heisman winner. I told the Heisman committee I had to send him a DM and say, hey, just go ahead, here's the Boise address, so you guys just go ahead, start packing that up and shipping it over now.
That's outstanding. What Alex Mattison, proud Boise State Bronco, running back, Las Vegas Raiders, joining us here on ESPN Radio. You mentioned contact balance when it comes to a running back. What is it about having contact balance that separates a great back from a good back?
Just being able to break tackles, being able to bounce off of tackles and not be brought down by the first defender, fight for those extra yards. That's something that really sets you apart. You know, when it comes down to this game, yards are hard to get, touchdowns are hard to get, and wins are hard to get in this league. So if you can do the first thing really well, it helps lead to the next thing, and then it helps lead to the other thing, which is ultimately what keeps people in the league, what keeps coaches, what keeps players to have their job, is to get those wins. So that starts out, like I said, with gaining yards. And as a back, if you can break tackles and keep that contact balance and stay on your feet, go get extra yards, go get in the end zone, that's something that brings value. And he does that to the highest level that we've seen as a football fan that I've seen and that we've seen in a long time.
Alex Mattison, running back, Las Vegas Raiders, joining us here on ESPN Radio. Communicate to people the biggest difference between playing college ball and pro ball.
I would say one of the biggest differences is the intensity. From an all-around perspective, you know, they say the speed of the game changes, but it's a combination of the speed plus the complexity of the game. When it comes down to, you know, play calls and knowing your responsibility and being a versatile player, when it comes down to, are you able to, you know, be this type of player, play all three downs? Are you able to protect out the backfield? Are you able to make these catches as a receiver? There's a bunch of different things that go into it. So I would say just the details of the game. And it all starts with the fundamentals, which, you know, you've been learning from a kid, high school to college. It's one of those things that, you know, you've been practicing all your life, but got a little tractor driving by. Sorry about that. But it's one of those things where you have to just take it to a whole another level of intensity within those details, and I think that's probably the hardest there.
If I told you to put your pads on right now and go hit that tractor, would you do it?
Look, we just finished up a nice day of practice, so maybe if you caught me a couple hours ago, maybe
you might
have a nice warm-up.
The right dollar amount, you might have tried it. I got it. Yeah, I get it. It's Chiefs at Raiders right here on ESPN Radio coming up this weekend. What's it like right now being a Raider?
It's definitely one of those things that, you know, things happen. This is a business. And I just commend this team, commend this organization on keeping the energy high and understanding, you know, there are things, adversity that you go through. There's ups and downs throughout life, throughout football seasons. And just you know, we have the whole mentality of just continuing to fight. We have the mentality of everything being out in front of us, and we just have to go get it. And so it starts with this week. It starts with this game, and we're excited for this next opportunity to get out there and turn things around.
When you have a team that has won back-to-back Super Bowls coming into your house, how much look, I'm not saying that the intensity isn't there in any other week, but is it different?
I mean, it's one of those things you definitely pay your respects to every opponent that you have on the other side of the ball, on the other sideline. And when they come into town, you know, it's respect. It's the NFL. All 32 teams are made up of top guys. So there's a lot of respect when it comes down to that standpoint, but we don't treat them any different than any opponent that's coming in and any opponent that we line up against.
Yeah, but would a win over the Chiefs be a little bit sweeter?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's one that we got to have. It's one that it just tastes a little different. You know, when you go and you want a nice, like, refreshing beverage, it hits different when it's hot outside and you had a long day doing a workout and everything and you get that nice cold Gatorade. Except, you know, it's different than when you're just sitting on the couch and you got a cold Gatorade. So it's definitely a different feeling.
All right. So you're going ice cold, refreshing beverage, right? So growing up on a thoroughbred horse farm in Folsom, Louisiana, my first cold beer, right? And it was after doing a hell of a lot of yard work, right? And that cold beer tasted so good. What's that refreshing beverage taste like? And what is the go-to Gatorade? Is it orange, lime? I mean, there's so many flavors now.
You know, for me, it was always a blue, but lately I have been loving the, I think it's the Glacier Freeze, the white one. That cold after practice is
that's the go-to.
Definitely another level.
Final pitch, man, to all Heisman voters out there as a proud Bronco go. Boise State, Genty, here we go. Your pitch.
He's shown it on the field. You can look him up, look at his character off the field. He embodies everything that you want to see as a Heisman winner. He embodies everything that you love to see from a Boise State Bronco. And, I mean, you got to love the blue, right? So just out of respect, you got to put some respect on it. And let's get Boise State to the playoffs.
Oh, look at you. Proud Bronco. Yeah. I like it, man. Hey, look, they're in the hunt, man. They are in the hunt from Smurf Turf to Silver and Black. Hey, Alex, thank you so much for your time here on ESPN Radio.
I appreciate you.
Look, Genty is a baller, and I do mean an absolute baller. With Matt Jones, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio, and he's on pace right now, Matt, to break Barry Sanders' all-time single-season rushing record in the history of college football.
That's awesome, and I hope he wins because I like the underdog thing. I like the NIL has made it to where college football is more spread out and you can have stories like this. But let me ask you this, serious question. Can you give the Heisman to a running back at Boise State considering competition level?
Well, they took Oregon to the wire, and that's the number one team in the country.
They did. That's a great – I mean, that's – and what? How many yards do you have that game? You have a big game?
It was like 116. I'll look it up.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's, I mean, that's a good game. Yeah.
But, look – Boise, they get into the college football playoff. Are they going to lose?
They'll lose,
in my opinion?
Yes.
Yeah, but are they going to be competitive? They're not going to get trucked by 30.
They'll be more competitive than, say, Liberty was against Oregon last year.
Or Liberty was against Kennesaw State last night when we had the Owls plus 27.5, right? So there we go. Thank you, Marcus.
But I want him to win because I love those stories, but, like, I wonder if he's the running back at Arkansas, and he's a good running back at Arkansas, we're not having this conversation. And part of me wonders if you took a running back, to use my Kentucky analogy, like Ray Davis when he was here 2 years ago, and you put him at Boise State, would he put up those numbers? I just don't know the answer to that question.
I don't think so. And even though Ray Davis, by the way, had a hell of a game the other night. Yeah,
so you think he's, like, special?
I talked to the same four NFL scouts every single week before every college game that our crew does with Mark Kestisher and Kelly Stauffer, former first-round pick Kelly Stauffer. And every single one of these scouts has told me running back number one in the draft, Genty.
Okay, that I didn't know that. That makes it a lot. That makes it a lot easier.
He's gonna have 1,200 yards right now, man.
I know.
Or the midway
point.
I mean, he is a baller.
I'm sounding like I'm a hater. I'm not. I hope he wins. I really do. I think it's good for the sport when things like that happen. It's hard, especially in football. Like a basketball player, they're going to end up running up against these teams that are decent enough that you get a comparison level. It's just tougher in football, but I will trust you and Kelly Stauffer's judgment. Pulling for Boise State.
Against Oregon, they lost by 3.
Okay.
He had a 192. An average.
Okay, see, that's it. I think that's a big deal.
Over 7 yards a carry, 3 touchdowns.
That's a big deal.
Number one team in the country.
You sold me. That's rarely something you do with arguments, and you sold me on that one. So I appreciate that.
I love it.
He's Ian Fitzsimmons.
So
I'm Matt Jones. It's Amber and Ian, presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio. It is time to play Sound On, Sound Off, which I've been on this show many times and I still don't remember this game, but I'm excited to learn it with you next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/network.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
It is Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive. Keys to Progress program, providing cars to veterans in need. On Thursday nights, not only do you have the Vikings leading the Rams 14-7, you also have Sound On, Sound Off.
They said it, but what did they really mean?
What are you trying to say to us?
Sound On, Sound Off with Amber and Ian.
Yeah, that's right. We're sounding on and we're sounding off. James Steele, lead me through this game.
Yeah, I'm just going to play you a sound bite, and then I'll ask you a question afterwards.
All right.
I'm not hard. Pretty simple.
It's not jury duty.
Correct.
Listen, anyone can be on jury duty. So
well, that's not true, because you wouldn't pick me. That's for sure.
That's true. I'd be worried you'd storm the Capitol. Go ahead.
It's fair.
Thank you.
You're not the first host to have said
that.
Hold
on a minute.
Me,
not everybody can be on jury duty. You
jettisoned
a dude with an Ozzy Osbourne t-shirt. There you go.
That's true. Never mind. All right, so what do we got?
Right. The Jets, not great. They just traded for Devontae Adams. Hasn't paid off as quickly as they probably have wanted it to. Aaron Rodgers pointing fingers at the media, saying that if they're going to turn things around, they got to stop listening to us in the media say bad things about their bad team. Chris Canty this morning on Unsportsmanlike had some things to say about Aaron Rodgers.
The last couple of years in Green Bay, we suspected that Aaron Rodgers could be a little bit toxic, especially with a young team. I had no idea that it would be this bad. This guy is like a cancer that has metastasized within the New York Jets organization. And I don't know how they fix it.
Ian, is that true? Is Aaron Rodgers a cancer to these locker rooms?
Well, head coach has been fired. the OC that he brought in has now been stripped of play calling duty. All of his boys that he wanted to be brought in and signed to the team have led to a 2-5 squad. Whereas last year, Matt, you know what their record was? Was Zach Wilson?
Wasn't it like 3-4, 4-3?
4-3.
Like
yes. Yeah. There you go. Right. So, man, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, man, I'm out. I'm done with him.
I've been out on Aaron Rodgers for a long time. I'll give you my. I could literally do a 15-minute Aaron Rodgers monologue. I'm not going to do that. I'll give you the 20-second version of it. Aaron Rodgers, anything that he touches turns to stone for everyone except him. If you get in a relationship with Aaron Rodgers of any kind, professionally especially, you're done. He will burn anyone for his own self-ego. And the idea that a man that gets paid to every Tuesday talk for what seems like 4.5 hours straight on the Pat McAfee show to have the audacity to claim that the media doesn't know what they're talking about when he opines about viruses and things he knows nothing about is the ultimate in hypocrisy. I hope he goes 2-15. He's the worst.
Strong
that's team. All I have to say.
No, that's
Matt, tell me how you feel.
I'm just saying, he's the worst. He is my least favorite athlete. I can't even remember one that I've liked less than Aaron Rodgers.
There's got to be a Louisville Cardinal basketball player that you can't stand more than Aaron Rodgers.
Bozak Smith, I did not like back in the day, but no one knows who that is except me. But beyond that, I don't think so. I don't think there's anybody. I'll tell you what, I used to really dislike Ron Slay that played for Tennessee, but now he hosts a radio show in Nashville, and he's kind of hilarious, so I think I like him too.
SEC Network, yeah.
That's right. I like Ron Slay.
Yeah. All right, James.
Tua's back in practice, gearing up to be back on the field here pretty soon. And Tyreek Hill, very happy about it.
We're back, baby. Strike up the f***ing band. We're back, baby. Start me this week, baby. Let's go.
Want you to start him on your fantasy team this week. Matt, what are your expectations for
Tua?
Well,
he's on my fantasy team, so I hope he's right, because I have been starting him. He gave me 1 point a couple weeks ago. You know, he's right. They got a better chance at being successful with Tua. At the same time, if I were the backup quarterbacks on this team, I'd be like, hello, dude, hang on just a second. But to be honest with you, though, he's right, Ian, so I can't blame him.
One, I've never played fantasy football in my life. Two, we talked about this last night, James. I'm never going to tell another man what he should or should not do with their lives, right? I just hope Tua ends up being okay. Bottom line. But as far as Tyreek goes, yeah, there's a guy that actually can throw you a football that is catchable. There you go. Your quarterback's back.
Yeah, but I feel the other guys, like Ty, you know, Huntley's got to be like, hello, I'm right here.
I'm here. I'm in the room.
Right over here, but that's all right.
Good point.
Game one of the World Series is tomorrow night. Right here on ESPN Radio, you can hear it starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. Gerrit Cole takes the mound for the Yankees in Game 1. And here's his expectations for Game 1 tomorrow night.
I'm going to be locked in. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to be trying to anticipate that adrenaline bull and making sure that, you know, I'm keeping those things in the lane. Just, you know, because the excitement's big and deservedly so. Ideally, I'm just going to attack and let the information that unfolds, you know, between the lines, you know, kind of dictate where we're going to go from there.
That was what? Gerrit Cole. That was Gerrit Cole with our broadcast team earlier today. Ian, we got the New York market, we got the L.A. market, we got the big stars, Judge, Ohtani, Soto, Cole, Freeman, Mookie. What are you most looking forward to in this World Series starting tomorrow night?
Aside from the cliches and everything else from Gerrit Cole, Shohei and Aaron Judge, that's it, done. End of conversation for me.
Yeah, for me it's all about I'm excited that Shohei – has this stage, right? I mean, he's the best baseball player since Barry Bonds. He may be one of the three or four best players ever. and he now gets a stage for America. The rest of the world that likes baseball already knew, but America really has watched him very little. So, Ian, I'm very excited for the casual, as people like to say, to get to see Shohei and all his greatness.
I'm with you. Baseball could not have gotten a better matchup. This is what they wanted. You got it. Now deliver.
Yeah. Now, you do have to deliver, but they will. It's Yankees and Dodgers. One thing, you know, one thing about the Yankees is if they're in it, the drama is there. The shots of the fans they'll show where it's cold outside and they're sort of shivering and they're waiting for the pitch. Like, baseball needs it. They're getting it. And I think it should be a great series. Now, we're going to get back to college football. Big Saturday of games. Ian is going to be in Ole Miss. We'll get ready to that and more. That's next here on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio.